Welcome, everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast for Stories for Joshua. Actually, we are on day two. I'm sure it'll get better as we go along, so if I sound a little rusty in the beginning, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out as we go. Day two says, let's start at the beginning. If you're a southerner in this wonderful country of ours, you will understand when I say that there are some things you just don't talk about. Most people know about them, but you still don't talk about them, at least not publicly. Some think that that is ridiculous, if not hypocritical, but it is what it is down south, especially it was that way in the 50s and 60s when I grew up. You just sort of grow up knowing the rules and you abide by them. I have had to deal with feelings of rejection my entire life. I thought it was my father's disapproval or disappointment in me as his son, and it wasn't until I was in my 60s that I actually found out the dirty little secret that everyone else in the family seemed to already know. My father had gotten my mother pregnant in college, before they were married. I doubt if he would have married my mother, but his father was a Methodist clergyman, so he made him do the right thing. Along with my mother's family, I think they were also involved. But at the end of the day, he had to do what was, quote, right. My father was a handsome, very intelligent ladies' man, and I'm sure the last thing he wanted to do was get married when he still had 2 years left in college to play around. My mother, one of nine children from rural North Carolina, was also very intelligent and from a family where both parents had gone to college, even back then. And all her siblings would go to college. And now she would have to drop out. She couldn't go back to her tiny hometown. It was just too much of a scandal. She couldn't stay in college, and so the only place was to go to my father's parents, who were not very pleased with the situation that their, quote, golden boy, end of quote, had gotten himself into. So why all this background? From all I know and all I've studied, I'm pretty sure I felt like and believed subconsciously that no one really wanted me because I was unexpected and an unwanted pregnancy. And why not? My pending arrival had messed up my mother's plans, my father's plans, both my grandparents' plans of what life should be like. I don't think it was intentional, but I'm convinced that I felt that rejection in utero before I even showed up. There is just too much evidence nowadays to assume anything else. But on July 23rd, 1950, there I was, showing up in the world. Now, I did have two things going for me. First, I was a male, which is a big deal in the South. Secondly, I was the first grandson on both sides of the family, and again, down South, that's a big deal. I also must have been very cute. Cute as the Dickens, as they say down South, because my parents were now married, and all things were forgiven, at least by most. But I still dealt with that deep feeling of rejection for most of my life. I eventually turned it into fuel to help me rise above everything. But that's a story for another time. Just like the picture I've included here, which shows a tree somehow coming to life out of solid rock, life will find a way to make it happen.